Those of you that have your Bibles, turn with us to the book of 1 Corinthians. And we want to look at chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And we want to look at verse 18. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 18. When you found it, say, I got it. If you ain't got it, say, I'm looking for it. We got it. Amen. And the word of God reads on this order. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But unto us who are saved, it is the power of God. And this morning I want to use for a subject, got a good battery, but a bad connection. A good battery, but a bad connection. I'm sure everybody here has seen on television when the Energizer battery commercial. And there's a little bunny that runs around that's beating on a drum. And the announcer says, he's going, and he's still going. And he goes across the desert in my mind, and across the mountain, and across the lonely highways of our lives, and nothing seems to stop the little bunny. But see, let me emphasize, sometimes we lose our focus, amen. Tell somebody, focus. The commercial is not about the bunny, but the commercial is about the battery. And what happens is a lot of times we give the bunny credit for going on, and it's really the battery that's causing him to go. Amen. And a lot of times in our lives, I know you think you all that, amen. I know you pretty powerful Christian, and you think it's you that's doing this. I did this and I did that. But really, it was the power source that allowed you to keep going. Batteries are real important, because weak batteries will cause problems. If you're ever dealing with some situation with church folk, help me somebody, you're usually dealing with somebody that's got a weak battery. Amen. I'm finna go somewhere right now. See, weak batteries don't come to Bible study, and they don't really know what's going on with the Word of God. But the weak battery will be the first one to speak up to tell you what you ought to do. Amen. Weak batteries will cause your car to have starting problems. And sometimes, even though you jump it off, the car will still run. But whenever you cut the car off, you're going to have the same problem again. The car won't start. Especially in the wintertime. When it gets extremely cold, the battery wants to go down. And let me tell you what happens in your spiritual life when folk begin to treat you kind of cold. Help me somebody. And when situations in the world seem like they cold, folk on the job cold, folk at home cold, folk at church cold, your battery will become depleted, and it seems like it just don't want to foul. Anybody ever been there? A weak battery just won't do it. Flashlights with dim batteries will go dim. Cell phones with weak batteries will go dead. Because the battery is the conductor of the power that flows through. But even if you got a good battery, and I know some of us think we're pretty good, that's only half of the solution. Let me tell you, so there's a woman that was having trouble getting her car started. And every time she would turn the ignition, she'd get a clicking sound. So naturally, she thought that her battery was dead. So she sent her son down to Advance Auto Parts, and he bought the premium battery. And he placed it into her automobile. And then she tried to start the car again. And she got the same clicking sound. Finally, she called a mechanic to check out her vehicle. And the mechanic analyzed her problem. He said, "Ma'am, you've got a good battery, but your cables are causing you to have a bad connection." And see, that day she learned a real valuable lesson that you got to have a good connection to your battery. And see, we as born again Christians, we've got to have a good connection to the power source. And the power source is named Jesus. See, I know some of us have gone AC/DC, amen. See, you can have a direct current where you plug into the socket, and then sometimes we try to operate on an alternate current, but see, after a while, the alternate current will cause your battery to go dead. Now, when we look here in our text, Christ represents the power of God unto salvation, and he also represents the power that every believer ought to live in the Spirit of God. But just like a battery, you've got to keep the power flowing, and you've got to be in harmony with the will of God. And even though the power may be available to us, sometimes our connectors are not conducive to produce the spark that we really need to fire off. Tell some, maybe somebody, I look at folk in church, and it appears that a lot of us have got some corrosion on the battery. The battery is all right, but when you come in church, you look like you're sucking lemons. You're mad at the world. You're upset with the preacher. The choir sing too loud. The musicians play too loud. The preacher preached too long. But the problem is there's some corrosion on your battery and you just can't feel the fire. Help me, somebody. He's all right. See, it don't do any good to have the power of God at your disposal if your cables are corroded. See, corrosion causes a bad connection. And every day, too many of God's folk are going through life not receiving the power, and the only thing you're getting is something that says click. Yes, you know that God is there, but every day somebody got to jump you off. When we come in worship service, the praise and worship leaders have got to become cheerleaders to jump you off because your battery does not have a connection. But see, when we come in the door, you ought to come in fired up, just like the Energizer Bunny, ready to give God some radical praise. Think about this. Clicking suggests that there's some power under the hood, but it just can't get through. A lot of us have the abilities to achieve great things through the exercising of our gifts and talents. But when you don't have the power, sometimes when you depend upon your gift, you'll get up some Sunday morning and that thing will just say, click. We've got to keep a clear connection when we with God. And yes, I know to some folk, preaching of the gospel is foolishness.
But to us who are saved, it is the power that comes from the cross. And when we look here in our text, Paul is writing to the church at Corinth about the wisdom of preaching the truth of the cross. Now think about this. Folk around you think it's foolish when you love those that are called your enemies, and you pray for those that despitefully use you. And maybe it's your belief that what you hope for will become evident through your faith. But now somebody's going to tell you, that's crazy. But the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Now, Romans chapter 10, verse 14 reminds us that the first step to releasing the power of God is to hear the word of God. How shall they call on him whom they've not believed? And how shall they believe on him whom they've not heard? Finna go somewhere. And how can they hear without a preacher? Now I know you don't value preachers too much, but see, in order for the power source to really have its full effect, it's got to come through the right conductor. Amen. I know you can have Bible study at home, but see, sometimes you might not get the direction from heaven. And if the orders come down, they don't go up. Singing's fine, praying's fine, testimonies are fine, and they are very inspiring, but it's the word of God that will direct you to the foot of the cross. And when Paul talked about a cross, he was not talking about a wooden stake that's used for capital punishment. Amen. But when Paul was talking about the cross, he was talking about a power source for all of us that are believers. See, the cross symbolizes the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made, and his blood that was shed on Calvary, his death, burial, and his resurrection. And there's power in the resurrection. See, the crucifixion of Christ transformed the cross from a symbol of shame to a symbol of victory. And right now, what Paul is saying is that we've got to learn to be connected to the source. And I know that sometimes it seems like things are not going like they ought to go. Maybe you got your cables hooked up wrong. See, you've got a negative post and you've got a positive post, and if you get your wires crossed, amen, your car will misfire and it might catch up and burn. What I'm trying to say is some of y'all are hooking up to the wrong power source. I told you on this week through our text ministry, you better be careful who's in your ear. See, everybody that's around you ain't for you. And just because they close don't make them a friend. They just close. They close enough to do you in. Amen. But see, there's power in the cross. See, we're trying to use a 6-volt transistor trying to power something that's 12 volts. In other words, what you hooking up to, it can't power you. Hang around your friends for a little while. Before long, you'll see they battery down too. But see, some of them, I lift mine eyes to the hills from which cometh my help, knowing that all of my help comes from the one who won't give down. Now, in order to get the needed energy from your power source, make sure, tell somebody, I'm making sure that I am connected to the right source. You can have a good battery, but if the connection is wrong, there's no power. Then there are those who are hooked up, as I said previously. We attend church on Sunday. We pray. We tithe. We come to church when it's convenient. That's called being hooked up on alternate current. But if you're on DC, every day, all times of day, you find yourself calling on God, saying, God, I need you right now. God, I can't make it by myself. I'm going through some stuff, God, and I need you to give me some power from on high. Anybody been there? And that's the reason that the word says, and ye shall have power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. But see, right now, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you're operating up under your own power. And in just a little bit, your battery is going to become drained, and you ain't going to even get a click sound. It's going to be dead. And that's what's happening in church. We got some dead folk. Connection got to be tight. Battery got to be free of external interference. Can't be no space between the connector and the post. And see, right now, we ought to be so close to Jesus that there's no gap in there, that every time I look around, I move, breathe, and have my being, I'm able to feel the power of God. That's called being connected. What corrodes your connection with God? Pride will corrode your connections. See, pride comes before the fall. I know some of us got a whole lot of pride, and you're going through, and you know that you toe up from the flow up, and when folk ask you how you doing, it's all good. No, it's not all good. I'm catching hell right now, but I know on the other side of through that everything is going to be all right. Yeah. The connection got to be tight. Because when you got a tight connection, you can say like Paul, nothing shall separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. And see, right now, nothing should separate us from our master. And we got to live in such a way that I can call him in the morning. I can call him in the noonday hour. I can call him in the midnight hour, and I know that Jesus will be on the line because I've got a connection. My battery is pretty good right now. I'm fully charged. I pick up my cell phone. I pick up the BlackBerry from heaven, and I dial 111, one for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Ghost. And every time I call him, I get an answer because my battery is charged up. Is anybody here ready to get connected to the power source? And finally, you got to make sure that your cables are grounded and connected. Hot wire. That's my shouting. But see, shouting won't help you if you don't have anything to hold on to. But I thank God I got a ground wire that says my hope is built on nothing less than the blood of Jesus and his righteousness. And see, I'm grounded. Once you accept Jesus as your Savior, he's the ground that's able to secure you. And see, right now, I'm just trusting in the holy word of God. And right now, every now and then, a little corrosion gets around the cables. But then I just call on the Holy Ghost, who's my keeper, who's my babysitter. He comes by and I can feel the anointing. I feel him coming right now. And he dumps some of that anointing oil over onto my rusty cable. And as I begin to praise God, the corrosion begins to come off. I begin to feel a little fire right now. I got a little bit of a click. And I keep on turning. Every Sunday, I'm turning the ignition. And then after a while, tell somebody, after a while, the connection got right.
I can feel the power coming through. My lights come on. How do I know? Because Jesus is the light that shines in me. My headlights on bright right now. They have been kind of dim. And sometimes trouble gets in my way. And my windshield wipers wasn't working. But now I got a connection. And I can see clearly now that the rain has gone. I was operating around here. I was riding around on some flat tires. Couldn't get nowhere. But then the breath, the air, the Holy Spirit pumped me up, inflated all four of my tires, and now I'm beginning to rolling right now. And then I had my oil changed. I said, God, renew into me the joy of my salvation. Yeah, I got a good connection. I got a good connection. I'm fired up. I'm ready to go. Anybody here ready to go? I can see them taking Jesus up a hill called Calvary. And they tell me he hung there from the 6th to the 9th hour. Somebody thought they unplugged the switch. They tell me that it got kind of dark, that the sun is shut down. The moon had a hemorrhage, and the sun said, I ain't gonna shine no more. But they tell me after a while that he said, it's finished. He was not saying, I'm finished, but my job is finished. Just wait a little while, because behind every dark cloud, the sun is still shining. They took the power source. They laid him down in an old dusty grave. But let me tell you, you can't keep me down. They put him down all night the first night. All night the second night. I can hear somebody saying, we done cut off the power source. But then all of a sudden, the lights begin to flicker. The sun began to shine. The earth began to tremble. And I can hear the grave getting disturbed. I can hear the stone rolling away. And somebody said, what's going on? They say, the power source. He just got up. Then I got all power. I got all power. I got all power in my hand. Death, where's your sting? Grave, where's your victory? And ever since that day, I've been able to hook up to the power source. He don't ever go down. He's always fully charged. And one of these days, tell somebody, after a while, I'm going to disconnect my battery. I'm going to a land where Jesus will be the light of the city. The sun won't ever go down. I won't need no battery, because I'll be right there by the battery source. And I'll keep going and going and going, because I'm going to praise him 24/7. If you don't want to praise down here, you might well just stop doing what you're doing. But when we get there, I'm going to praise him. 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 When I see Jesus, I'm not going to tell him about my trouble. I'm not going to say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for bringing me over. I feel pretty good now. Yeah. When I see Jesus, tell somebody, when I see Jesus, the one that died for me, the one that rose for me, the one that gives me power, tell somebody, I got the power. I got the power. Holy Ghost power. Holy Ghost power. I'm tied up. I'm fired up. I'm wrapped up. I'm tangled up. I'm ready. I'm on fire now. He's all right. He's all right. He's all right. Does anybody know he's all right? Go ahead and get the corrosion off. Say, God, I want to fire on the first time. When I call you, I want to get an answer. Somebody said, I had a little talk with Jesus. I told him all about my struggles. He heard my faintest cry. And he answered me. He answered me. He answered me. He answered me. Thank God for answering me. God will. God will. will. God will. He'll answer prayer. Does anybody know he's all right? If you know he's all right, say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. He's all right. Jesus is all right with me. Anybody here? Are you disconnected? You have a chance to clean off the cables. Tighten up the connections. See, the power source has not gone anywhere. You're the one that left the power source. But God will. God will. God will. God will. Anybody here ever been disconnected? I know you think you're kind of holy, but you ever been disconnected? Couldn't feel no power. Couldn't get no prayer through. Couldn't get an answer. But then I took the time and said, God, it's me. It's me. It's me. Ain't my brother. Ain't my sister. But it's me that needs to get connected. God will hook you up. He'll restore you the power. He'll restore the connection. All you got to do is say, God, I need you. The invitation is given. Is there one today that feels that you need to be spiritually connected? Because God is able to put us back with the power source. Right now, and somebody needs to say, God, it's me. It's me. It's me. Let's give God some praise right now. It's me. Tell somebody it's me.
It's me. It's me. It's me again. I hate to keep bothering you, Lord, but it's me. Oh, it's me again. I call you early, early, early this morning, and I talk to you late last night. But late last night, but I.
anybody here need? Anybody here need him? You can say, it's me, God. It's nobody but me. Lord, I called you early this morning. Talked to him last night. And I don't know who else, but I know it's me that needs him right now. Amen.
We have Sister Brianna.